Welcome to The Point for March 31st. I'm Lauren Dazanski, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Now that his massive coronavirus relief package is law, President Joe Biden is laying out his next big proposal, a roughly $2 trillion plan for improving the nation's infrastructure and shifting to greener energy over the next 8 years. Biden unveiled the so-called American Jobs Plan on Wednesday, the opening salvo in what is expected to be a months-long negotiation with Congress. Any person who has used America's roads or bridges or public transport knows this nation's infrastructure is sorely in need of repair. Biden is also pitching this plan as an investment to benefit communities of color, rural Americans, and others burdened by decay or lagging modernization. This infrastructure spending plan is the first of a two-part proposal to help the nation's economy recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The president plans to pay for this first part of his recovery package by raising corporate taxes, a core campaign promise the administration says would pay for more than $2 trillion over the next 15 years. Let's dig into what we know about this proposal itself. Of the $2 trillion, $621 billion would go toward transportation, including roads, bridges, public transit, rail, ports, waterways, airports, and electric vehicles. There's $400 billion to bolster caregiving for aging and disabled Americans, another $213 billion toward building, renovating, and retrofitting more than 2 million homes and housing units, another $100 billion on schools, and the list goes on. To be clear, these details are just the beginning, and with a months-long fight expected in Congress over the fine print, things are likely to change. But let's get to the point. Biden is thinking big, both with the scope and cost of his next big policy package, infrastructure. And that is The Point for March 31st, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.